Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One of our favorite guys joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's Mr. Tim May from Letterman Row. Hello, Tim.
How you fellas doing? You know, that's why you play, because my connection to Jerry Reed is like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or something.
Let's hear it.
Is there a 6 degrees? Do you have it?
We got to know on a long weekend in Nashville back in a long time ago. Got to know the girlfriend of the guitar player for Jerry Reed's band.
We won't ask you any more details.
And you were covering what that weekend?
The girlfriend.
Covering our rear ends mainly. We went there on a trip to go the baseball was on strike that year, that summer. And we went there on an annual baseball trip, went there to watch the AA team of the Columbus Clippers, which was a AAA team for the Yankees. The AA, and we got there and found out that team, the Nashville Sounds, were out of town that weekend. So we went to plan B, which was a lot more fun than going to a stupid baseball game.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So there are a couple of things happening in golf. And when these things popped up, Tim, we thought of you, naturally. And to
really?
Me, it's
wow.
all, yeah, it's all, you're a golf guy. If Ben Curtis is
and open wheel, and yeah. you're my open wheel racing guy.
That says a lot about y'all. That says a lot about y'all's show. Now go ahead.
Oh, and Ohio State football.
It was this. The book's out about Phil Mickelson, and boom! All of a sudden, through a 4-year period, he apparently lost $40 million in gambling debts from 2010 to 2014, according to a biography that's been written about him.
Well, you know, it's called gambling, not winning.
That's,
you know,
very true.
You know, it's not catching, it's fishing, but go ahead.
Yeah, so that's out there that he's lost 40 mil. He's supposedly heavily involved in the idea of the new professional golf league, a tour that has been put together with Saudi Arabian money and Greg Norman kind of fronting the thing. And so there's that out there, and he got in trouble for some stupid comments that he made and everything else, but Phil's still wanting to play in these things. Why upfront money? Sergio Garcia yesterday loses a ball, gets called for a penalty for taking too much time, and he argued, I didn't get into the area, blah, blah, blah. And then he's muttering under his breath, picked up on camera, boy, I can't wait until I'm out of this tour, and it's not going to be long. Is this Saudi tour going to work? And it feels to me, Tim, a little bit like, okay, big names at the end of their career who, for whatever reason, either it didn't work quite as well as they wanted on tour, or for some reason, gambling maybe, they need a lot of money now. These guys might go to that because you're getting appearance fees for showing up. Do you think this thing flies?
Hey, I have no idea if it's going to fly because, number one, if it's based on that premise, you know, how do you sustain it? You know, the money that's being talked about, you know, $20 million purses, et cetera, appearance fees possibly. How could that possibly be sustained unless you have, you know, big money Dilberts who are stepping in and taking care of it? And, of course, there's some big money Dilberts over in Saudi Arabia. maybe some oligarchs now looking to find a way to fund something.
Yeah.
But how do you sustain it is the big question. Number three, it doesn't look like it is caught. It has become a wildfire, at least among the pros on the PGA Tour, at least at the moment, you know, with the comments they've all made about it and stuff. And so, you know, you're asking, it sounds to me more like a pipe dream But the flip side of it is, though, if there are some, obviously there's some big money guys probably involved in it, but how long would they want to be involved in it if your two top stars are Phil Mickelson and Sergio Garcia? You know, I would imagine that there might be some people on the PGA Tour, you know, if they were, you know, were thinking out loud, would be saying adios, Sergio, you know? I mean, because he's always been an interesting guy to say the least. And then with Phil, you know, I think Phil's very an interesting dude. And you're talking about, you know, he's lost, supposedly the book's going to say he lost $40 million, but how much did he win during that time too? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, good point.
You can come up with any kind of figure you want to sell books and to sell stories. But, you know, who knows where it's going, man. I'll be honest with you, I haven't done enough research on it to even put forth a great opinion. It reminds me of the NFL and all these other leagues that have come along over even my lifetime. I'm 68, and I've been paying attention to this stuff since I was, you know, six. So 62 years, the leagues that have come along, the only one that had sticking power was the AFL because they ended up merging. But then past that, these other leagues have come along to unseat the NFL. We got a better idea. You know, even the Canadian Football League flirted with it for a while and then backed off. I mean, you're really flirting with dealing with a juggernaut there when you come to the PGA Tour, and it is considered the creme de la creme. That's where everyone aspires to be, not just be playing, you know, in Saudi Arabia, on the other side of the world for, yeah, big money matters, but, you know, there's more to it than that.
But I don't think there are any major issues with the PGA Tour. Guys might not be happy, Tim, and there are other tours and all that, but it's the major league of golf, and I can't imagine that guys are going to be – they're not going to be flooding, you know, flocking to another tour just because
there
might
be – It reminds me of, like, you know, when the New Jersey Generals went and got Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
You know, and paid him good money, and USFL, and they got Jim Kelly and some other, you know, Steve Young. I mean, they made big splashes, much like this reminds me of that a lot. But eventually, you know, that league went away because it couldn't deal with, like, the tradition, the legacy. And finally, what it did do is it spurred the NFL owners to spend some of that money they were making, you know. And if anything, maybe it'll change a little bit of some of the – maybe even make prize money even better on PGA Tour than it's been. Who knows what that will do? But it's already pretty damn good. Just ask Jack Nicklaus, you know, because look what he made, you know, and he's the winningest, in my opinion, the greatest golfer ever played. And Tiger Woods is right there next to him if he hadn't gotten hurt.
I wanted to add that rejoinder
in case your phone lines would light up because, I mean, both guys healthy. Who do you bet on? You know, I'm not sure, man.
Especially in his prime, in his prime, without a doubt.
I meant that in their prime. I don't mean right now. I mean, Nicklaus is even, you know, quit basically doing anything that means he has to swing a golf club, it sounds like, or pretty close to that. But go ahead now.
All right, I'm going to switch gears on you for football just because Gene Smith said something this week that I thought was super interesting. I agree with him, and I was shocked that I shouldn't say shocked, but I was waiting for someone to actually say it, and Gene said it about CFP taking more control over the big college football programs and getting away from the NCAA. I mean, you look at with name, image, and likeness, and you got commissioners that want to go back to Congress to try to get the genie back in the bottle. That's not going to happen. So I thought what Gene said this week about proposing a bigger role for the college football playoff to be the governing body over these major football conferences, I agree with him, and I that to me seems like the way they need to go. You tell me what the truth is.
Well, you know, they've been talking about this for a while there. You know that, Andy.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm talking about we need to break away because we know better to set our own rules for our own programs of like 60 or 70 schools, perhaps even, you know, the FBS. But even those are apples and oranges in a lot of respects. But, you know, don't really feel sorry for anybody involved in this right now because they let this happen. Everybody said this was going to happen, and now it has happened. And like I've likened it, I've been on radio this week all week down here in Columbus on a nightly show, the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan, about talking about these different things. I said, to me, it's akin to the hurricane has come on shore, and now you're sort of in the eye wall of it, and you're going, hey there, where did this hurricane come from? Let's batten down the hatches. And most of the hatches have been blown away, you know? I mean, they were, you know, the NCAA kept kicking the can down the road because they kept saying they were waiting for federal legislation to come down to put those, they kept using the term guardrails. We were talking to several of the Ohio State coaches today, just getting a little bit of a wrap up spring, and I look forward to the fall. As a matter of fact, I'm still sitting in the room we were doing it in, and you know, and then all these guys, they're dealing compared to this time a year ago when NIL wasn't even legal yet anywhere, even though some laws had been passed or were going into effect. And of course, Ohio hadn't even signed their deal yet. You know, Governor Mike DeWine with the executive order he signed that legalized it for college athletes in Ohio. I'm just trying to give a little background there in case people are screeching to a halt there on 480. But the bottom line is, this hadn't happened yet this time a year ago. And so everybody could see that once this genie got out of the bottle, he said, there was going to be no going back. I mean, there's no going back on athletes are going to be able to gain value from their name, image, and likeness now because it is law now in places. Now, there's a big difference between executive order and an actual law being passed, you know, that says certain things, which has happened in several states. And now they're going, and some of those states are going back and are trying to reword and maybe pass a more defining kind of laws to handle situations. But the NCAA, meanwhile, was waiting for federal legislation, which would encompass everybody in the United States of America. And so you wouldn't have Florida and Alabama and Ohio and California and all these people being right. able to have name, image, and likeness for their players and other places not. And so, like you said, until the federal stuff really comes around, the NCAA is still sort of semi-powerless. But what you can do, if you're the Power Five, you can put together your own league, for want of another term, with conferences in it.
Right.
And you can have your own rules, just like in the NFL. Players in the NFL can't just do anything they want when it comes to certain situations, like the way they wear their shoes or their, you know what I'm talking about,
sure.
uniform policies, who you can and can't talk to at certain times. There's nothing wrong with having rules, but the difference is those guys are under contract, and so far college football and basketball players are not under contracts. So the transfer portal, when you mix a transfer portal in with name, image, and likeness, you were always going to get this gumbo or this bouillabaisse, which is what you're seeing now. And it's stunning to me that more players out there weren't encouraged by their, because they can now have representation, weren't encouraged by their representation like that kid at Miami was, that when this one player decided to transfer in basketball, he stepped out and said, I'm going to step into the portal now because you're not giving me what that guy's getting, so I'm going to see what I can get, you know? And I'm surprised more players didn't do that, you know, just this year. Of course, the deadline to get into the portal was May 1 until I think it's August now, so there won't be anybody doing it. But I was surprised more people didn't try to do that, some big-time quarterbacks, et cetera. But that's what you're going to see coming down the pike next year as all this plays out. But putting, like you said, I'm not sure I even answered your question, but putting this genie back in the bottle is going to take a lot of squeezing, my man, and I don't think it's all going to get back in there. Kind of like I dream of genie.
Oh, don't start talking
don't
about
go
shows
Barbara
like that.
Barbara Eden on me.
There we go. Now you got Phelps going. Man, oh man.
Did you ever see her in that Andy Griffith episode?
Yeah, Bubba.
Oh, my God. He knows it.
Let's
wait
get
a second. He's about to tell you.
Episode, you and me, Tim. Manicure.
Season 7, episode 6, 42 seconds in.
There you go.
That's what Jeff will tell you. Tim, we love you. Thank you, man. Appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, fellas. You know that.
Thanks, right, Timmy.
Hit him straight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this.
It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.